In this book, the Study Loom, I have described Bhaktagani to the pure devotees. Dilun, I gave this Beite presentation. Translation: the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the topmost jewels. They have been kept in the storehouse of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who has explained them to Raghunath Das Goswami, who has repeated them to me. Whatever little I have heard from Raghunath Das Goswami, I have described in this book, which is presented to all devotees. Purport: all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were noted by his personal secretary, Swarup Damodar, and repeated to Raghunath Das Goswami, who memorized them. Whatever Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami heard is recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is called Parampara system, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Swarup Damodar to Raghunath Das to Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami has distributed this information in his book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. In other words, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the essence of the instruction given through the Parampara system of the disciplic succession stemming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 85 also we're doing today. Jari keha henao kai granta koilo shloka maya itara jane nari bebuchitei prabhura jet acharana shekari varnana sarvachitta nariya rajitei. If one says that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit verses, therefore not understandable by a common man, I reply that what I have described are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that for me to satisfy everyone is not possible. Purport: Srila Kaviraj Goswami and one who follows in his footsteps do not have to cater to the public. Their business is simply to satisfy the previous acharyas and describe the pastimes of the Lord. One who is able to understand can relish this exalted transcendental literature, which is actually not meant for ordinary persons like scholars and literary men. Generally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita are studied in universities and scholastic circles from a literary and historical point of view. But actually, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is not a subject matter for research workers or literary scholars. It is simply meant for those devotees who have dedicated their lives to the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Omagyan tamarandasya gananjana shalakaya kakshulamaritam jena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam dadati sapadantikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the topmost of jewels. They have been kept in the storehouse of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who has explained them to Raghunath Das Goswami, who has repeated them to me. Whatever little I have heard from Raghunath Das Goswami, I have described in this book, which is presented to all devotees. So Raghunath Das, after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya and Swarup Damodar, he had gone to Vrindavan to kind of supposedly do something radical, drastic, leave his body out of lamentation by jumping off Govardhan Hill, although, I don't know, jumping off Govardhan Hill doesn't look very high, but anyway, that was not very appreciated by the other devotees, senior devotees, Rupa and Sanatan and Gopal Bhatta, etc. So they petitioned that you don't do this, of course. You have just, you know, spent so much time. They weren't in Puri here, knowing, seeing, witnessing all the pastimes. So they said, listen, you have to stay here and speak to us. So he did that. And for so many hours every day, different times he would speak the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when speaking, others were there, like Krishnadas Kaviraj, very advanced person, and highly, highly inconceivably intelligent persons, like Kaviraj Goswami, who could memorize these pastimes. Not only memorize them, but repeat them also in a wonderful way. And Kaviraj Goswami was already a great learned scholar. And he was asked by so many devotees, you write down what you have heard. Somehow or other, won't be lost. So he began to write this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And here we are in the Madhya Lila, and he's summarizing the pastimes. And after a few verses, he'll also describe how he can't hear properly, can't see properly. He become very old. Prabhupada describes him as 90 years old and feeble. So, but still, he said, I am writing, although I can't hear, no shunite hoy, I cannot hear properly, I cannot see properly, and trembling, kampa. He says like that. So we're very fortunate that he managed to finish the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so here in this verse, 84, that was described. And he's still very humbly saying, whatever little I've heard, actually heard everything, whatever Raghunath Das gave, I'm sure he heard it. Whatever Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami heard is recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is called Parampara. And he has distributed it, says here. He has distributed the information in his book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's true, though, he sometimes says that the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya were unlimited and unfathomable, and that he couldn't really describe all that he heard. But obviously, this, what we have is what we have. Is the essence of instructions given through Parampara system. So in the next verse, it said, if one says that Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit verses, therefore not understandable by a common man, I reply, what I have described are the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that for me to satisfy everyone is not possible. So sometimes devotees, we heard just now a purport that was read where devotees are sometimes described as not being scholarly. So sometimes you're not scholarly enough, and sometimes you're too scholarly. Kaviraj Goswami has said, I cannot satisfy. I think it was Abraham Lincoln said, satisfy some of the people all the time, but you can't satisfy all the people. And all the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. And if he said it, it's quite apt and very intelligent thing to say. And Kaviraj Goswami says the same thing. Sometimes Prabhupada would describe that Narottam Das Thakur has given the essence of Vedic knowledge in simple Bengali language so that anyone can understand it. And so that same Bengali, maybe not quite as simple, is given by Kaviraj Goswami generally in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but there are Sanskrit verses. But it's not all Sanskrit. That's a fact. The Srimad Bhagavatam, it's all Sanskrit verses. Still, it's described there that in the Bhagavatam, that Vyasadeva was despondent, having compiled so many literatures, Jigyasitam, Sasampanam. It's in the fourth chapter, first canto, that he was feeling despondent. Narad Muni approached him, and he said, why do you feel despondent? You composed wonderful literature, Adbhutas, something he says, Adbhuta. Amazing literature, wonderful things, although he also used the word akilam, which means inferior. So Vyasadeva had described in the Mahabharata, which was meant for Stri Sudra Dvijabandhunam, the actual Vedic pundits of the time, they wouldn't probably dabble in the Mahabharata, but they could read the original Vedas. And so he compiled the Mahabharata to satisfy those who were not able to understand that. Stri Sudra Dvijabandhunam. And in the Mahabharata, we have Bhagavad Gita. Nowadays, even the biggest scholars in the West, they can't even understand Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna wasn't a scholar, probably described so many times. He was a Kshatriya, not a Vedic scholar. And he understood Bhagavad Gita immediately on the battlefield. Whereas nowadays we have many so-called scholars, as Prabhupada mentions in this purport, at the end of this purport, studying in universities and scholastic circles from a literary and historical point of view, but actually Chaitanyamrita is not a subject matter. So, what to speak of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Bhagavatam, or the Gita, they cannot understand. Prabhupada described it as ABC, beginners, they cannot understand. Dehi nosmin yata dehi komanam yovananjara. They don't know they're not the body. It's useless. Their studying is just like the licking of a jar from the outside, a jar of honey. Oh, honey looks good. They cannot approach it. Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Grayam. It's beyond their mundane senses. And even if they're Brahman scholar, Tavad Brahma Kata is described by Prabodhananda Saraswati, the great poet, disciple, follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As long as one has not surrendered, has not approached the lotus feet of a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a pure devotee, who understands this Chaitanya Charitamrita, he will have to howl in the assembly of academic scholars. Jiva Maru Prangane, Kaviraj Goswami describes that the devotees are just like the swans and the bumblebees that take nectar. Krishna Kirtana Dana Nartana Paro Brajita Sadbhaktavali Hamsa Chakramarupa. Chakramarupa, Hamsas. Hamsas are swans, and Marupa, bees. They swim in the ocean, in the river of the Ganga. And in the wonderful Ganga, there's all these lotus flowers, and they take the nectar from those lotus pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As an ordinary person, even if he is a Vedic scholar, Viprad Vishad, Guniyutad, Aravindanava, Prahlad Maharaj describes the brahmanas who may be decorated with so many good qualities, but they being not surrendered to these pastimes of Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they cannot understand. They're simply puffed up with false pride. They cannot deliver themselves, what to speak of anyone else. So we had many histories, just like Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was the greatest scholar. He approached Lord Chaitanya. He said, Kayami. This is what a scholar should be doing. If he's a scholar, actual scholar, bring your mind. We were discussing this verse, yesterday, that doya karahavichar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, doya karahavichar. You bring your mind that likes to speculate so much, that's okay. Even if you like to speculate, you bring that mind, which is going here and there, to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doya karahavichar, and you'll get the nectar still. You're not banned. Just like that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In the mundane sense, he was the greatest scholar instructing so many sannyasis. He was so intelligent that when Lord Chaitanya approached him, he said, why do you want to take sannyas anyway? Why'd you take sannyas? It's silly. I talk to so many sannyasis. They're all puffed up rascals. So, and they think they become Narayan. So he knew that much. Still, and he was speaking with Lord Chaitanya for 7 days, giving so many explanations of Vedanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said nothing. Just sat there. He said, "What's going on? I'm speaking 7 days straight. You haven't said one thing. Do you understand what I'm saying at all?" He said, "I understand the Vedanta, but you know, your explanations are not. They're like clouds covering the sun." So then Lord Chaitanya explained it to him. Then he was flabbergasted. Lord Chaitanya then appeared to him in his two-arm form, in his six-arm form, and that was the end of his mundane scholarship. So, but he was on that level, Adhikar qualification. Later on, he described himself as a jackal. Gaul, gaul, shrigal, gaul. Shrigal is a jackal. Naisha mamahamiti dig sashrigal abakshe. In the second canon, there's a verse describing that. Those who are like jackals are attached to the material body, or the mundane scholars. They won't understand Krishna. They'll be barred. So, Kaviraj Goswami was doing this for his immediate followers and persons around in Vrindavan. They asked him to compose. He got the blessings. He describes it in the beginning. Jayatam Surato Pangur Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarva Sabadam Mujo Radha Madhanamo. He got the blessings of Radha Govinda, and he composed those verses. Not very difficult to understand. Actually, what would we understand if Chaitanya Charita? If Prabhupada had not given Chaitanya Charita, very difficult. Everyone would be in the darkness. There are Sanskrit verses in the beginning. Bande Guru Nisha Bhaktani Shani Shavatarakan Tat Prakashan Chatat Chakti Krishna. That sounds incomprehensible in the beginning. It has to be studied again and again. How he describes Bande Gurun is simple, but it is Sanskrit. Bande Gurun. He's offering obeisances to all the gurus, plural. Bande Gurun, Prabhupada described that. Isha Bhaktan, all the devotees. Ishan, Isha Avatarakan, the avatars of Krishna, of Lord Chaitanya. Tat Prakasham, the expansions, and the energies, Shakti. And finally, Krishna Chaitanya, Sanyakam. He is the sum total. But the Guru is there. The Guru is the external manifestation of Super Soul. He's also an expansion. Kaviraj Goswami describes that. Also in Bengali, whatever he gives in Sanskrit, he gives in Bengali again. It's a commentary. It's said again. In case you didn't understand it this way, I'm giving the simple version so people can read it. You know, the Bengalis could read it. So someone may criticize, but still, he's so merciful. He has given. It's mostly all Bengali. But of course, he does quote many verses from Bhagavatam, especially different Puranas. So still, it's being made easy. It's the advanced course. If one reads Bhagavatam, sometimes people ask, because they've heard that the Chaitanya Charita is more advanced than the Bhagavatam, that you have to read Bhagavatam first. But there's no restriction. We were just thinking how Prabhupada had gone to fourth canto, then he decided to do the Chaitanya Charita. They were backed up. We had to have a big marathon in 1975. Prabhupada said, "I'm not going to translate. Why should I translate? It's very discouraging. My books are sitting there 17 books behind. 17 books behind." So the devotees, they said, "Okay." Previously it had taken months and months to do one book. They said, "We can do one book in 2 months and we'll catch up." Prabhupada said, "No. I want all the books, whatever's there, in 2 months." "Oh my God," they said, "that's impossible. You can't do that." "Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary." That's where we get that from. "Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary." So, So somehow or other devotees, but you see the Bhagavatam wasn't done either. It was backed up, but it wasn't out. Still he wanted this. He so much wanted that he put out also the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is a summary study, just as the bhakti, the nectar devotion is a summary study of the nectar devotion. So the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, summary study of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So therefore devotees were working, were painting, and they were transcribing, and they were whatever they had to do, and the press was going full tilt, 17 hours a day or something, 16 hours, 17 hours, everybody working. And even the fifth canto came out, was included, got that out. So it probably, there's one astrologer predicted that whatever he says, chalega, it will be done. So that happened. And never done before. Who'd ever heard of Chaitanya Charitamrita, what to speak of, reading it, giving it out in the airport. So if one is worried about jumping over that he shouldn't be reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, then he can read teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He can gradually, step by step, just like Kaviraj Goswami says in one of his verse, Jatek vichare korle pabe premadam, something like that. That gradually, if you may even put your toe into this ocean of love of God, you may not be able to swim in it. Even if you cannot take the jewels, as described here, bandara. In the Adi Lila, there's Kaviraj Goswami. Imagine he's written so many, 12,000 verses? There's 12,000 verses? I don't know. Well, some of them are quotes, but if there's 12,000 still, he's so many verses he's written, each one ecstatic verse. Prema Shataguna Bari, he says, Bandara. That the Panchatattva, they broke into the storehouse. The storehouse was somewhere there, hidden. Here we hear that it was with through Dhamara. But even the storehouse of love of Krishna was hidden. Still, the Panchatattva appeared. Five aspects, not just Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Garaha, like that. But they plundered it, and they just give it out, just like Krishna was plundering the storehouses from the gopis, taking the milk, taking the yogurt, the butter, and just giving it out to everybody. But everybody didn't get that nectar. Therefore, Krishna came as Chaitanya would distribute it, break it open, and still, prema shataguna bari. That means that this prema, Shataguna means 100 times, hundreds of times. The more you steal it, it increases. Generally, if you steal something or use your bank account money, or you eat the food in your closet or refrigerator, then it doesn't really appear there anymore. You open it and then it's gone, you know. But here we see that prema shataguna bari, it increases hundreds of times. The more that it's stolen and distributed. So this is the mood of these wonderful acharyas that we are worshipping, that they have broken into, they've taken this nectar that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the gardener, the supreme gardener, has cultivated the fruit. He's the tree, the gardener. The main trunks are coming from him, and all the branches, upashaka, shaka, the sub-branches, all of them. He is all of them. Still, when he distributes it, when he grows the fruits and gives them out, they're growing more and more. He doesn't know how to distribute them. I'm one gardener. Eko bahusham. Ta bhiryeva niju pataya kalabi. He is expanding himself in so many ways. Tat shakti, different shaktis, avatars, prakash, Balaram, and down Mahavishnu, expanding, always expanding. Still, he's Eko Bahonam, Yovididati Kaman. Everyone's dependent on him for material things. So why do we ask only for material things? Why not for something wonderful? You're getting your material thing that's being provided already. And they're fighting, wasting their time. neglecting the actual goal of life. Panchama Purushartha. Everything was provided. But because they're neglecting, then there's so much suffering in the world. Material world means that there's suffering. So Mahaprabhu, seeing the suffering, he's feeling greatly aggrieved. He's asking, please, give out this nectar. Give out this nectar, somehow or other. Yena tena prakram. Wherever you go, Jahan. Patra patra vichar kari. If they're proper recipient, patra or apatra, they're not qualified. Still, they give it. Patra patra vichar nahi. There's no consideration. And we go to the football game to chant or the corner or whatever it is. We don't interview anyone. Oh, excuse me, sir, would you like to hear us chant? No, we just chant. We give it out. But they mostly like that. They like it, especially if the kirtan is good. They're dancing and chanting. So. The soul is hearing it. They're moving like that. So this doesn't require a high intelligence to see people like it, because they're all part and parcel of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A Chaitanya Midam Vishvam Yari Chaitanya Mishvaram. This world is dead. A Chaitanya Midam Vishvam. This universe is considered dead. But Yari Chaitanya Mishvaram. Lord Chaitanya, he is the Supreme Soul. Chaitanya Charita Amrita. And he's giving the Amrita, the supreme nectar. It's immortal. Amrita means it has to be deathless nectar. Because if we're spirit soul, we cannot enjoy anything in the material world. We have to. We can only enjoy spiritually. Therefore, when the soul hears the holy name being distributed or reads these verses by Kaviraj Goswami and others, then that is the actual enjoyment, fulfillment, samprasiddhi of the soul. Otherwise, there's nothing. Achaitanyam idam vishvam, yari chaitanyam ishvaram, navador sarva shastra gya. Even if he's a scholar, sarva shastra gya. Of course, the mundane scholars that Prabhupada's mentioning in the colleges and universities, they're not even nothing compared to an actual Vedic scholar. They don't know. They just, but even if you consider them sarva shastra gya, he knows all the shastras. Yapi brahmyanti te. He's wandering uselessly. If he doesn't dive and swim in the jewel ocean of these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ratnao Gauge, this is another verse described there. Sagaram, the ocean of jewels. And so, even though the population of the world is unfortunate, these acharyas, like our Prabhupada, they appear and they give Chaitanya, they give it out freely, and they throw, Lord Chaitanya is throwing the jewels out of the ocean. You're too stupid to come in here and swim in this ocean. Then we throw them out. Here, take it. And therefore, we take great pleasure in reading Chaitanya Rita. There's no harm. May be advanced, but certain aspects might be something we don't understand, but we read it again and again, just like that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. One just reads it again and again his whole life. There's no stoppage. But in the material world, people are trying to find the end of material enjoyment. Someone has $3, someone has 300, 3 million, 3 billion, but there's no end. Oh, he has 3 billion, I should have 6 trillion. Or just like last year, one billionaire, he threw himself in front of a train because he lost, it was in Germany or something. He had $8 billion, so he was so identified with his money that when he lost half of his money, he had only $4 billion left. He threw himself in front of a train, killed himself. That's amazing to especially anybody, what to speak of devotees. Like, it seems inconceivable. You have $4 billion. It found out, after he died, they found out he only literally lost $2 billion. He really still had $6 billion, but he was so excited. He was so depressed. So this is the nature of the material world, that no matter what you get, you can fully identify with this money, 100%.
so much so that he killed himself. And others, too, over less money or less important things. So this is the nature. They cannot live anymore, even for a moment. Actually, Prabhupada once said, if I gave you all the rules and regulations, or Prabhupada said, if I followed all the rules and regulations, I could not live for a moment. In 1976, devotees were arguing over certain points. Prabhupada called it niyamagraha, that you're saying he's following too closely, another one is saying he's not following enough. He said, but this is all niyamagraha. It's useless waste of time. He said, actually, there's so many rules. He said, if I followed all the rules and regulations, I could not live for a moment. It's pretty funny, if you think about it. So all the rules and regulations, you know, that the main rule, smarta vyaksatatam vishnu. If one forgets Lord Chaitanya, duskaram sukaram bhavet. Even the easiest thing will become very difficult. But if he remembers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the most difficult thing will become very easy. That's the main rule that we have to know. And the best way to remember Lord Chaitanya is chanting. He gives us a direction also to take the Maha Mantra. Akristi kvita chetasam sumanasam uchatanam changasam. Kaviraj Goswami gives this verse as a way to remember the holy name. It is the most attractive for saintly persons. Akristi means attractive. We have the word Krishna. It comes from Christus, Krista. Like Prabhupada was describing in that Greek, they have Christos, then you have Christ. He didn't make it up. Christi means to attract, Christos, directly, the Greek, from Sanskrit. Akristi krita chetasam sumanasam. So it's very wonderful for the mind to think of the holy name. Uchatanam changasam and anghasam changasam. Uchatana means to deliver. It delivers us from all sinful activity. So there are many verses like that glorifying the holy name. And in the beginning, they may not be easy to, but still, one wants to memorize. Has to do something. We have to do something with our minds. So we have to. We should bring our minds to this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chintyatam, chintyatam, bhaktas, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Always think of it. He's telling the bhaktas. Chintyatam, chintya means think of this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shruyatam, shruyatam. Always hear it. Think of these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Giyatam, giyatam. Chant. This is a verse also by Kaviraj Goswami. He has composed a Sanskrit verse in the beginning of every chapter. Sometimes there's a few others. He quotes Govinda Lilamrita, his own verses, and he many other verses by Rupa Goswami, Sanatana. Oh, they're very wonderful. Bhagavatam, Krishna, 11th canto. And when we see that he has quoted them, we know they're very important, so we want to learn them also. So, any comments here, questions, microphones? Microphones there, Keshav, or somebody?
Hare Krishna. These scholars that research and study the scripture, it seems it would have an effect on them over time.
It has an effect. We've seen that there were some big ISKCON Prabhupada disciples who, by the effect of learning or becoming associated with academics, they also became academics, gave up their sadhana. I saw one ex-scholar from ISKCON that on his blog, he was boasting that he used to chant 64 rounds. So maybe he'll again chant 64 rounds by reading his own boasting. Of course, now he doesn't chant for years. But he was actually bragging. He said, oh, when I was a Vaishnava, I chanted 64 rounds or something. Huh? What? Maybe. That may be.
I was also thinking that Chaitanya Charitamrita that the scholars have isn't the ones that are generally purported by Srila Prabhupada. They have their own versions, and the Prabhupada would have the saying that he says, milk touched by the lips of a serpent have a poisonous effect. So even though it has so many wonderful things in it, it has this contamination in it that spoils the mind. But maybe one of the scholars one day will say, oh, well, here's a Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he picks up Prabhupada's version, which doesn't have the poison in it. Well, it has material poison in it. And then when he reads that one, then it'll have effect. There's something that Golokheda Premadana Harinam Sankirtan, if you get that pure devotee, he has that Yesha Prasada by pleasing him, by reading his, then what he said could happen. But generally they have their own versions, which are heavily tinted.
Yeah, they're tinted. And Jiva Nishtha Lagi Sutra Kulevas Mayavad Basha Shune Hoi Sarvanas. Lord Chaitanya says, Kaviraj Goswami gives it in Bengali, that Vyasadeva has composed all this Vedic literature to deliver the jivas, but if he hears the impersonal, and they are impersonalists and worse, interpretation, he'll be destroyed. His devotion is destroyed. So it's better that we don't study it. But if one is strong enough, he can see the difference. He can study vijam cha vijam chayas tad vedo bayam. One should know what is mundane, what is spiritual. So that is part of the mundane world. It should not disturb at a certain point. You can see, or else how you can argue with, if you discuss it, then they'll bring up their arguments anyway. You have to hear it. You see so many great acharyas, they defeated the impersonalists.
It also depends on how you read it, because who was that devotee that used to go over to the other camp and he came back and Lord Chaitanya says, I'm not going to see you for millions.
Mukunda?
Just because he would go to another camp and listen, wasn't it?
Wasn't another camp, but he used to go to hear from the Mayavadis.
That's what I meant.
That's another camp. But still, he was ecstatic when he heard that within 10 million lifetimes, only he would get to see Lord Chaitanya again. He was told he couldn't see, and then when he heard that, well, when will I get to see him again? He says after 10 million lifetimes. So because he was in so much ecstasy, just thinking about that, Lord Chaitanya said, hey. Yeah. He said, yeah, it's okay. The 10 million became reduced to immediate darshan. Okay, anything?
Something similar, almost similar. One Prabhupada's follower, he thought he knows more Sanskrit than Prabhupada. I think he asked blessings to Prabhupada to find another guru. Then Prabhupada gave some serious lectures in Vrindavan. He said, even if you think you're more than your guru, you know, don't show your foolishness in front of him. So he said, Krishna, what he wants from his devotees is bhakti, no Sanskrit grammar or Sanskrit scholar.
Puna Mushika Bhava.
Also. Yeah, he gets different lectures, Prabhupada, after that. He said, don't show your foolishness, even if you think you know more.
Prabhupada said, I give him blessings, he'll get a job guru.
Yeah. For how long?
Job guru means he got a mundane job. That's exactly
mundane,
what happened.
Yeah. Something like that, anyway.
So it's unfortunate. That's what happened.
Right.
That's what happens.
So we go to Krishna, back to Krishna, by bhakti, bhakti mana vayanata. Not by Sanskrit grammar or to know so many slokas or anything like that. I mean, that helps, but preaching is different.
Even you see that Shankaracharya, he's a great Sanskrit scholar, he said, Bhajagovinda Bhajagovinda Muravate, Sampte Prampte Samprapte Sanhite Mal, Nahi Rakshati. You cannot get your protection by Dukrin Karane, which means jugglery of Sanskrit. Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrin Karane. He told his followers, but they couldn't even understand. His own followers. They've been speculating ever since. Yato ma tato par. Whatever you do, that's okay. Doesn't matter. Do anything. Worship anything, do say anything, do anything. It's all the same. All one. So, anything else? Okay. Jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.